Today is Thursday, the 13th of August, in the 19th week of Ordinary Time. Oculi mei ad Dominum Deum. My eyes are on the Lord God. Wherever you are right now, on the way to work, walking in the park, sitting at home, driving, what can you see? What can you see around you? Remember for a moment that God is present in all of this, that all of this has been made by God and is loved by God, that God holds you and all of this in the palm of God's hand. Today's reading is from the prophet Ezekiel.
The word of the Lord came to me. Mortal, you are living in the midst of a rebellious house, who have eyes to see but do not see, who have ears to hear but do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, mortal, prepare for yourself an exile's baggage, and go into exile by day in their sight, You shall go like an exile from your place to another place in their sight. Perhaps they will understand, though they are a rebellious house. You shall bring out your baggage by day in their sight, as baggage for exile, and you shall go out yourself at evening, in their sight, as those do who go into exile. Dig through the wall in their sight, and carry the baggage through it. In their sight, you shall lift the baggage on your shoulder and carry it out in the dark. You shall cover your face, so that you may not see the land, for I have made you a sign for the house of Israel. I did just as I was commanded. I brought out my baggage by day, as baggage for exile, and in the evening I dug through the wall with my own hands. I brought it out in the dark, carrying it on my shoulder in their sight. In the morning, the word of the Lord came to me. Mortal, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said to you, what are you doing? Say to them, thus says the Lord God, this oracle concerns the prince in Jerusalem and all the house of Israel in it. Say, I am a sign for you. As I have done, so shall it be done to them. They shall go into exile, into captivity. And the prince who is among them shall lift his baggage on his shoulder in the dark and shall go out. He shall dig through the wall and carry it through. He shall cover his face so that he may not see the land with his eyes.
God tells Ezekiel that he lives among a people who have eyes to see but do not see, ears to hear but do not hear. It's a hard, uncomfortable line because it so easily describes any one of us. Where might you have eyes to see, but if you are honest, choose not to? Ezekiel is not simply asked to speak a message, he is asked to act one out in public, packing his bags like an exile, digging through a wall, covering his face, in full view of people who will mock or misunderstand him. Has following God ever made you feel foolish or exposed in the eyes of people around you? How have you dealt with that? Listen again to the first part of this reading and notice what it costs Ezekiel simply to obey.
The word of the Lord came to me. Mortal, you are living in the midst of a rebellious house, who have eyes to see but do not see, who have ears to hear but do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, mortal, prepare for yourself an exile's baggage, and go into exile by day in their sight. You shall go like an exile from your place to another place in their sight. Perhaps they will understand, though they are a rebellious house. You shall bring out your baggage by day in their sight, as baggage for exile, and you shall go out yourself at evening, in their sight, as those do who go into exile. Dig through the wall in their sight, and carry the baggage through it. In their sight, you shall lift the baggage on your shoulder and carry it out in the dark. You shall cover your face, so that you may not see the land, for I have made you a sign for the house of Israel.
If you suspect you have been choosing not to see, can you ask God for clearer sight? Speak honestly about what it would cost you to act on what you already know. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.